Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 44th Annual All Breeds Bull Sale happening Saturday, February 5th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial, will be offered. Angus, Semangus, Red Angus, Hereford, Black Hereford, and Charlet. For more information or to request a catalog, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association Annual All Breeds Bull Sale, February 5th.
Well, as the 2022 Oklahoma legislative session draws near, the political season also beginning to ramp up. Cattle producers and lawmakers gathered in Oklahoma City for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy, where I had the opportunity to talk with Congressman Tom Cole and get his opinion on the latest twist in the McGirt ruling.
Well, I think we're making some progress. Actually, the courts are working through this, and we've gotten some clarification. For instance, it's not retroactive, so people getting out by using the McGirt appeal that are already in jail, I think, are going to find it much more difficult. We're getting a lot of cooperation at the local level. Not surprisingly, local people, usually ahead of people in Washington or Oklahoma City. Good cooperation between law enforcement, tribal, state, local, and federal. We are getting extra federal resources. Oklahoma now has more federal courts, more federal prosecutors, more federal marshals, and more FBI agents than we did, all related to McGirt. And there's probably more on the way if we come to an appropriations deal, because the administration has asked for more and our delegation is broadly supportive of doing that.
He said he feels like the goal is to have the state, tribal, local, and federal officials all cooperating with each other.
Sooner or later, you know, it really gets down to people sitting around a table. We all have the same interests. Nobody wants bad people out on the street. And actually, we again are seeing a lot more progress locally. Hopefully, at some point, we'll have a solution here. But I always tell people, it's not going to come from Washington, D.C. When Oklahomans make up their minds, working together, which we've done a very good job of our whole history of our state, then we'll have a solution. Till then, it's not going to be imposed from Washington.
Cole urges Oklahoma producers to put pressure on your state and tribal officials to work together on this particular issue. As far as other legislative issues, Cole said there's some big priorities coming up.
In Washington, probably the biggest single thing is to fund the government. Now, funding runs out February 18th. I don't expect a global deal by then. I do expect another what's called continuing resolution. But sooner or later, we need to get our funding taken care of for the entire fiscal year. I suspect there'll be an effort to do some small, much smaller version of the Build Back Better bill that failed. I think the effort on voting rules, as I call it, not rights, is probably not going to go ahead. And then, of course, now we know there's going to be a new Supreme Court justice nominee, and that's going to tie up the Senate for quite a while. But I think a lot of this year will be each side positioning for the November elections.
And once again, that's Congressman Tom Cole of the 4th District in Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush-after-flush control of wild oats and green foxtail. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest Farm and Ranch News. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.